latest news from Sixfields and the Cobblers. Tony Clark, former director and member of the Trust, is on the phone. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Helen.
What was the meeting like last night?
Well, it was well attended, but a lot of people very anxious, very frustrated at not being able to answer so many questions. And, of course, the people that could have answered the questions, David Cardoza and David McIntosh, the people who gave the loan and who managed the deal, were not there to answer them. And so I think, you know, what's happening is that everybody's concerned about the future of the football club, but the council are perhaps more concerned about getting their own money back. David Cardoza is more concerned about getting away with some of his money, and nobody's looking after the football club and the needs of the fans.
Well, I don't know whether you've seen what David Cardoza has told the Chronicle and Echo in the last hour or so. He says that he and his father are prepared to write off £6 million that they're owed.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, David and his father have got that £6 million in a loan account, which is money they've put into the football club over a number of years. But, of course, if the football club goes into administration, then that money wouldn't be payable anyway. So, you know, I do think that there is a need for him to look sensibly about how he can remove himself from the club and allow somebody else to take over. And they're not going to do that if there's such a loan hanging around the club's neck.
Mm. Did you come away with any positivity after last night?
Well, the positivity comes from the supporters and from the staff. I mean, James Whiteson and Gareth Wilshere from the staff were both there, very brave of them to come, given that there's a lot of questions that they couldn't answer. And I think there's a togetherness from people working at the club that goes all the way through the team, the manager, through the staff, and through to the supporters, who are all determined to try to make the most of a very difficult situation. But, you know, the message I gave last night, and I repeat now, is that when these secret meetings are going on between the council and David Cardoza, it's imperative that the supporters and the staff are there, because the council and David will look after their own interests, and somebody's got to look after the interests of the staff and of the supporters.
Well, the council are looking after our interests as well, Tony, aren't they? I mean, this is public money.
Well, yes, but, the two are the same. I mean, I always said that, you know, a development of this scale where you're dealing with the land issues behind Sixfields, you're dealing with a new stand, you're dealing with the Homes and Communities Agency, should have been what I called a joint venture. And certainly when I was at the club, we was trying to get a joint venture, which means that the council, it means that Homes and Communities Agency, and it means that the football club are all in it together, using their combined expertise to make sure that nothing goes wrong. What we've got here is a loan that was given in haste by David McIntosh because he needed it to look good prior to the general election. There's not been proper supervision. There's not been due diligence. And we've ended up in a mess where the money seems to have gone into a hole. And still, you know, if I ask the question, where is the money? We know it went from the council to the football club to First Land. But where is it now, Helen? And that's the question people are still asking.
It's the land that's important in all this, Tony, isn't it? Because it is highly developable. With the best will in the world, we love the Cobblers, but they're not the biggest going concern. So anybody who comes in will be looking to develop that land, won't they?
Yes, they will. Some of it is very valuable, particularly where the athletics track was, because that's been reclaimed and there's no cost for remediation of the land. The bit behind it comes with its own problems, but I think we've got to separate the two issues, because whilst one provides, you know, added value and it may save the council's embarrassment and get some of their money back, the football club really should be treated as an entity in its own right. You know, for me, we've got to start getting rid of that tangle that exists between people who come in and see the football club as a good development opportunity and those that really want to run it for what it is, and that's being a sports club that the town can all be proud of.
So how do you feel about potentially a consortium being led by Kelvin Thomas coming in and buying the club?
I think at the moment the need is for anybody to come and stable the ship, and I think the supporters and the trust and the staff will be willing to work with anybody whose intentions are correct. But I think what we need to be saying is, and we've said this all the way along, and my very good friend who currently is, you know, suffering, Brian Lomax, who's when he started Supporters Direct, he spoke then of the need for supporters to be an integral part of the boardroom and making sure that they're involved in decisions. And, you know, we're in this mess really because David Cardoza, for whatever reason, decided that it was going to be a one-man show. And, you know, what we've got to do is make sure that supporters and people in the town are part of the decision-making process and involved in every move, step of the club.
I was talking to James Averill from the Supporters Trust earlier, and he was suggesting that another option might be a fan takeover. Is that an option, Tony?
It's always an option, but, you know, what I've always said, and I've repeated a number of times, is that when you're in League Two, there's a risk yearly, an annual risk of you losing anything up to £100,000, £150,000. Of course, you could gain that if you sold a player. When you're in League One, that goes up to a risk of £200,000. Championship, let's not even think about that for a minute. So if you've got a fan takeover, they've got to be fans and or include people that are willing, as a consortium, to say, well, look, you know, my season ticket's going to cost me potentially £40,000, £50,000 this year. I might get it back, but I might not. And if you can find enough people to secure the running of the club on a year-to-year basis, risking that sort of sum of money, then it can happen.
What does your gut tell you is going to happen to our football club?
Well, I don't think it's in the interest of the council or David Cardoza to see the club go into administration, particularly the council, because if the club does go under, then the money goes under with it. So I think there's a willingness to see the club not go that far and go out of business because nobody wins. So I think, you know, in the interim period of time, which I'm talking now days, we've got to make sure that a deal is done, that the tax man is paid, that the winding up petition is no longer hanging around our necks. We can bring some stability. We can make sure that we've got players who know they're going to get their wages at the end of the month and, you know, can continue the rise of the league. And we can try to get the club back into the sort of shape that's befitting of a town with a 220,000 population that should have a professional football club playing at the highest level.
Credit needs to be paid, doesn't it, to Chris Wilder and the players for, I mean, it's poles apart what's happening on the field and off the field at the moment.
Yeah, you know, professionalism's been absolutely fantastic. But forgive me, Helen, if I can extend that, because I think Chris and the players have been magnificent. But I also think some of the staff at Northampton Town Football Club have been absolutely magnificent. I mean, Gareth Wilshere told us last night that the chairman hadn't been in touch with him for 3-4 weeks. Now, you can imagine, you know, they don't know if they're going to get paid, and yet they've gone about their job in a professional manner. They've got games on. People have been able to come up and enjoy their football. But nobody ever thinks about the backroom staff. So Chris and the players have done a fantastic job. But let's today also recognise the sterling effort of the staff at NTFC, who have been left to their own devices but have done a magnificent task in very difficult circumstances.
Tony, thank you. Tony Clark, former director of Northampton Town, member of the Trust, 01604.